May 13, 1900. The weight of the privation of Jesus. The same state continues, and maybe even worse, though I do as much as I can to remain calm, without becoming disturbed, because so obedience wants. But in spite of this, I do not cease to feel the weight of the abandonment that presses upon me and reaches the point of crushing me. Oh God, what state is this? Tell me at least, where have I offended you? What is the cause of it? Ah, Lord, if you want to continue this way, I think I will not be able to endure any more. Then he made himself seen for just a little, and placing his hand under my chin, in act of compassionating me, told me, "Poor daughter, how you have reduced yourself." And sharing his pains with me, he disappeared like a flash, leaving me more afflicted than before, as if he had not come. Or rather, I feel as if he had not come for a long time, and I feel such affliction that though I live, my living is a continuous agonizing. Ah, Lord, lend me help, and do not leave me in abandonment, even though I deserve it.